Hey, I'm so glad you could come by. I know it's a little odd that I asked you over like this, but I did need to talk to you about something. Well, you and your wife have been, and I mean, we've all been neighbors for some time now, and we see each other occasionally throughout the week. Yeah, mostly coming and going from work, I guess. You know, the occasional smile or wave, a few light conversations, but I mean, it's not really the only time we've interacted. You know, it's just that I've been wondering for a while now how long this has been going on. I mean, each night I would get home, take off my heels to ease my aching feet, let the clothes fall to the floor, and head to the tub for a nice long bath to release the stress of the day. I guess I'm just wondering, how long have you been watching me do that? No, don't. Just let me speak. I already know you watch me. I mean, the first time I noticed, I'll admit, I almost stopped it right there. I could have just walked across the street and told your wife that her husband was spying on me through the window from your bedroom, or, hell, I just as easily could have closed the curtains and that would have been the end of it. But something came over me. I mean, I don't know. My heart started racing in my chest and I became all flushed and I realized something about myself that I never knew. I liked it. I liked knowing that you could see, that you were watching me. The thought that my body was exposed to you, I felt so vulnerable. But at the same time, I was in control. And I became so wrapped up in that moment. I laid down on my bed right there, open for you, and touched myself. And I must say, it was unlike anything I had ever experienced. I came so hard in that moment. I came for you. And it was incredible. And from that moment, I knew I was pretty much addicted. Each night would play out almost the same way. I would get home, and every time I would just end up on the bed. Sometimes using my fingers, sometimes with my vibrator. But each time it was the thought that you were watching me that got me off. Knowing that I had all of your focus. Imagining you touching yourself while you watched me. Oh, it made me feel almost like I had power over you. And it was intoxicating. Like a drug. Each day I would look forward to getting my fix. I actually began planning my outfits more carefully. Not to get looks from a coworker or attention from a caller at the bar, but to know that I looked that much sexier when it was time for our little private shows. I even started buying new lingerie, just for you. I'm sure you liked it, even though you had no idea it was all for you. No one else got to see me in the ways that you did. No one. But it wasn't enough. Each night, I kept thinking about the look in your eyes. I wanted to see the heat, the desire. I could almost feel your eyes on me sometimes, but I wanted more. I wanted to watch, too. I yearned to see, to watch you. Your eyes locked on my body. Your hand gripping your hard cock. Oh, fuck. I wanted it so bad. I needed it. That's why I asked you over. Tonight, I thought we might try a new little game. tonight. I just want to watch you while you watch me. Now, before you say anything, just know that this is all I want. It never has to go any further. Just two people enjoying themselves together. No one else ever has to know. It can be our dirty little secret. So, the way I see it, you have two choices. You can either leave right now and we can forget this conversation ever happened. We can even go back to having our little shows, if that's what you want. Or you can unzip your pants, pull out that cock that I can clearly see is straining inside your shorts, and start stroking for me while I get even more comfortable. So, which is it going to be? Oh, maybe you need a little motivation. So perhaps I should, I don't know, start things off. And then you can decide what your next move is. I'll just start the same way I always do. I'll take off my shoes. So much better. Do you like my stockings? I used to think you might like the black ones better. I don't know why. I just sort of liked guessing things like that. Was I right? Yeah? Well then, I wonder if I was right about something else too. Let me just unzip the back of this dress. And we'll see if I guessed right. Again, I don't know why, but I always thought that you might like black lace. Well, am I a good guesser? Oh, I guess so. Are you going to take it out for me now? Oh, wow. I was right about another thing, too. You are a big boy. Are you going to stroke it for me? Well, then I guess it's only fair if I play a little too. Oh, God, that's right. Oh, stroke it nice and slow for me. Oh, fuck. This is so much better than I imagined. Oh, God. Oh, you like this? Oh, you like me pumping my fingers in my little pussy for you. Oh, fuck. This is so intense. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come already. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, no, wait. Come closer. Yeah, I wanna see it up close. Oh, fuck, you're so hard. Stroke it faster. Oh, yeah, come on. Oh, just a little faster. Just like that. Oh, I want you to come so fucking hard. I want you to come harder for me than you ever have for her. Oh, yeah. I want to feel it. I want to feel you come. Oh, don't hold back. Are you going to come? Oh, fuck. Are you going to come for me? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Come for me. Please come for me. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, God. I want it. Oh, fuck. I want it all over me. Oh, fuck. Come on. Oh, God. Oh God, that was so fucking hot. Oh my God, look at the mess you made. You came so hot. Oh, then again, so did I. Oh, fuck. I think I'm gonna go take a nice long bath. And tonight, I think you should leave your curtains open. Maybe I might catch a little show of my own. Oh, don't worry. It'll be our little secret.